Greater Napanee is potentially facing legal action from its own county. The town received correspondence from a law firm representing Lennox and Addington demanding that Greater Napanee stop distributing an encampment protocol map that identifies county lands as public property. The county has given the town 7 days as of August 25th before legal action will be taken. Following negative interactions between housed and unhoused individuals, the town looked into several legal opinions on an encampment protocol designed to provide a greater level of predictability in the community. Staff developed the encampment protocol map and it has since been used regularly. Staff noted that in the absence of any formal guidance from housing authorities on how to deal with the increasing level of encampments, they would be reluctant to remove this form of guidance. CAO with the town of Greater Napanee, Matthew Grant, explains the legal action and what started it off for the county.
The legal action is about the town's use of the map, which identifies those public spaces, and the issue of litigation arose after a tent appeared on county property at 97 Thomas Street. The argument is that by identifying public lands on a map that case law has deemed accessible to homeless individuals, we are encouraging people to go there.
Grant explained what happened on the day of the complaint.
We hadn't received any complaints about the map until August 13th of this year. That was the same day a homeless individual set up a tent on county lands at 97 Thomas Street. Bylaw was notified of this issue by a community partner in writing. Bylaw was later called to that site after an employee at the county of Lennox and Addington reportedly told the homeless individual and some outreach workers that they had to leave the property or law enforcement would be contacted. On late, in the day on August 13th, I was contacted by the chief administrative officer of the county of Lennox and Addington, telling me they had concerns about the individual on their property. And they were also concerned that bylaw services at the town of Greater Napanee was directing people to that property. I know that is not true, and I did convey that. And I have seen the documentation that proves that.
Staff's report noted that in 2024, Greater Napanee experienced a surge in encampments, with the majority located on property owned by the town. Case law in other municipalities around the province has established that unhoused individuals have a constitutional right to shelter themselves on public property if there is an insufficient supply of shelter and public housing in the community. Grant speaks about the current housing situations in Napanee.
In Greater Napanee, affordable housing and homelessness programming is the responsibility of the County of Lennox and Addington and Prince Edward and Lennox and Addington Social Services. Case law, provincially and federally, has deemed that people have the constitutional right to shelter themselves on public property if there is not enough shelter or affordable housing within a community. That case law has been tried and tested in Waterloo, in Kingston, and in Hamilton, and is applicable to all public lands. And in the town of Greater Napanee, we do not have any shelters, and we do not have enough affordable housing.
Grant spoke about the reasoning behind creating the encampment protocol map.
I will take us back to 2024, when the town was experiencing a very difficult time where there was conflict and even violence with the situation around encampments. And candidly, my perspective is that's because the situation was unpredictable. In 2024, in a bid to make things more predictable, to allow people to have access to their parks, as well as providing spaces, in awareness where individuals could exercise their constitutional rights and minimize negative interaction that we experienced in 2024. We developed a parks bylaw and an encampment protocol.
Bylaw officer with the town of Greater Napanee, Arthur Cook, explained how they use the map in the town.
The map is one of our main communication tools when we are interacting with both the public and members of our in-house community in Greater Napanee. It's a main tool that we include in educational handouts. It exists on the backs of orders that we issue, and we have circulated it to the partner agencies that are also working on this issue alongside the town. It is a tool that is easy to understand, that allows us to be able to show people where in a space and time they actually are. For example, if we were interacting with an individual, the public in Conservation Park, we're actually able to show on the map where we are for that interaction. It's a relatively clear, simple, straightforward way that anybody with any level or degree of education or understanding of Napanee can understand.
Cook went on to explain the map doesn't direct people to certain areas, nor do members of staff.
We use the map as a tool to show what areas are sensitive use areas. So per the bylaw, the red spaces on the map where individuals cannot encamp. And we do not direct anybody to any one particular specific location.
Grant spoke about the feedback they received while creating the map.
We included public property on that particular communications instrument. And we did a series of consultation with stakeholders. In terms of feedback, we received specifically from partners at the County of Lenexing, Addington, and Pelles. The feedback we received from a member of their management team was to remove their phone number from the map that we were using. The rest of the phone numbers from different partner organizations, including our own, remains.
Grant went on to detail the timeline of communications they received from the county.
On the 15th of August, it was indicated to me that the county was engaging legal counsel. Later that day, I received correspondence from a solicitor representing the County of Lenexing-Addington asking us to stop distributing the map while they conducted a legal review. On August 25th, our solicitors received a cease and desist order demanding that we no longer distribute the encampment protocol map or and stop doing that within 7 calendar days or face litigation. We have been asked to cease and desist using that map. We've also been asked to remove certain lands from that map.
Grant spoke about the usefulness of the map for town staff.
It's important to note, I think, that the map in and of itself, there's nothing illegal about it. It is a lawful document and a useful document, I would suggest. We did go above and beyond to consult the public and our stakeholders on the issue, including the map. We did reach out to all stakeholders, including leadership of the county and Pelles, on the map specifically a year ago. We created the protocol to deal with encampments and to bring predictability in the absence of a clear and coherent strategy around this issue by housing authorities, and it's working. You know, nobody wants this, but I would suggest we're able to manage this better than in 2024, and we're learning.
In response to the legal action, staff will be sending formal correspondence to the county, encouraging them to create their own bylaw governing encampments on their property. They will also be asking the county to develop, publicly consult on, and deploy a strategy for how encampments can be managed. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.